increased feedlot placements and volatile outside markets weighed on cattle futures Monday. Despite the bearish cattle on feed report, Darrell Peel points out feeder cattle supplies are expected to tighten considerably this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 25th of January. As expected, significantly higher feedlot placements revealed in Friday's monthly cattle on feed report cast a pall over cattle futures Monday, darkened by wildly volatile outside markets. However, they recovered some lost ground by the end of the session. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.46 lower, from 92 cents to $2.05 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.03 lower, from 25 cents to $2.02 lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive with very light demand to a standstill through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $137 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $137 to $138 in Nebraska, and $137 to $139 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were at $218. The five-area direct average steer price last week was 89 cents higher on a live basis at $137.50 a hundredweight. The average steer price in the beef was 7 cents lower at $217.92. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.09 higher Monday afternoon at $293.50 a hundredweight. Select was $2.46 higher at $284.79. Corn futures closed mostly 2 cents higher, riding the coattails of wheat futures, which remain bolstered by the geopolitical tension in Eastern Europe. Soybean futures closed mostly 7 to 13 cents lower on rains in South America. Nationwide last week, steer and heifer calves and yearlings traded from $5 a hundredweight lower to $5 higher at auction, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Direct trade was mainly steady to $4 higher. Monday auctions, monitored by Cattle Current, continued the mixed trend. Through mid-session, feeder steers and heifers were selling $3 to $5 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are an estimated 13,000 head on offer. Steer calves were trading unevenly steady, while heifer calves were selling $3 to $5 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold $7 to $15 higher, and then steady at weights heavier than 500 pounds. Feeder heifers traded steady. There were 10,019 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 450 pounds sold with much higher undertones at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 5,257 head. However, steers weighing more than 450 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower, except for steady to $3 higher at 450 to 500 pounds, and $8 to $10 lower at 550 to 600 pounds, and steady to $2 higher at 800 to 850. Feeder heifers weighing less than 450 sold with higher undertones, while heifers weighing more than 450 pounds sold $3 to $6 lower, except for $7 to $10 lower at 500 to 550 pounds. At Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, steer calves weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold $7 to $10 lower, and then $1 to $5 lower at 650 to 850 pounds. Heifer calves weighing less than 550 sold mostly $3 to $8 lower, and then $4 higher at 550 to 600 pounds, and $2 to $5 lower at 600 to 850 pounds. There are 3,510 head on offer. Finally, steers and heifers sold steady to $6 lower at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there are 1,750 head.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Major U.S. financial indices started out Monday rampaging lower as investors continued to flee risk amid uncertainty surrounding how quickly the Fed will raise interest rates and by how much, as well as the just-mentioned tensions brewing between Russia and Ukraine. By the end of the session, however, they reversed course, presumably on perceived bargain buying. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 99 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 12 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 86 points. Although cattle numbers are generally declining, feedlots will try to maintain inventories for as long as possible, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. In part, he was explaining the 6.5% year-over-year increase in December feedlot placements revealed in Friday's monthly cattle on feed report. Further, Peel explains, producers may have helped feedlots with large December placements as rising feeder prices encouraged later and larger auction totals, at least in some regions. For instance, he says, in Oklahoma, feeder cattle auction totals for the 3 weeks of December sales were up 22.4% year over year. Peel points out lighter cattle made up the lion's share of increased placements, with those weighing less than 700 pounds up 9.5% compared to the previous year, while cattle going on feed weighing more than 800 pounds were just 1.8% more. But, Peel says, feeder cattle supplies are expected to tighten considerably this year, with declining cattle numbers projected to reduce cattle slaughter by 2.5% to 3% and lead to a 2.5% decrease in beef production. However, he says, drought could change the timing by forcing more liquidation and slaughter sooner and delaying the decrease in production until later. For annual perspective, Peel says total federally inspected fed steer and heifer slaughter was 25.97 million head last year, with heifer slaughter comprising 37.8% of the total, the largest percentage since 2004. Total cow slaughter was 6.67 million head and accounted for 20.1% of the total slaughter, the highest percentage since 2011, Peel says, adding that beef cow slaughter totaled 3.56 million head, up 9% year over year. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 25th of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.